you've got two time frames in this book.
Well, I'm quite proud of the intricate structure of it, the time structure. In fact, there are more than two time periods. There's a period when his daughter died.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, it's a question I can't answer because I don't know how books make themselves. I mean, I have very little say in the making of a book. It makes itself. I write the sentences and the book assembles itself.
Well, that makes you sound like an idiot savant, but I don't think you're that.
Yes, in the old days I would have denied that hotly. I would have said I am absolutely in control of everything. But the older I get, the more I give in to confusion and doubt, which is, I think, these are good things for novelists to have.
Let's talk about the central character who's brought back into acting for a film after a long career on stage, which has ended.
Yes, he had a crisis on stage. He sort of dried or corpsed or whatever the word is. He forgot his lines and that was the end of his career. And now he's been asked to come back and star in a movie based on the life of a character called Axel Vander, who was in one of my previous books, Shroud. Alex Cleave, the protagonist of Ancient Light, the actor, he doesn't realize that his daughter, who killed herself 10 years previously, was involved with this character, Axel Vander, whom he's going to play. So it's very complicated. Again, I'm quite proud of that. None of this you need know. I mean, the book stands alone.
But, I'm very surprised. I didn't read Shroud.
But for those who've read Shroud or Eclipse, this is the third book in the series. I mean, I didn't intend it that way, but it is. But it's self-contained, but it does have references for people who've read the other books.
So it's an accidental trilogy?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Somebody's, after I published it, somebody talked about my trilogy, and I said, what do you mean? They said, well, you know, Eclipse, Shroud, Ancient Light. I thought, oh, I suppose it is. But I didn't intend it that way. I don't know why I went back to Alex Cleave. I don't know. I never know where a book starts. I always seem to be on the way. I have no memory of starting a book. You know, I can go back to the first page of my manuscript book, and there's the first words I put down with the date, but I can't remember it. I always seem to be doing a book. I mean, I'm very methodical, and I've had difficulty with books. I've had the feeling that, you know, halfway through books, my God, I'll abandon this damn thing and bury it. But I get into a state of panic then, because what would I do? And I'd have this all this wasted work, and you know, I'm a Puritan at heart. So I have to finish, for good or ill. Anyway, you can always mold a book back into shape. You know, it's a piece of dough. You know, you may start out to make a baguette, you end up with a huge piece of country bread.
So do you think of it as writing as art or craft or yes?
Oh, it's both. It's both. I mean, I think you have to learn your craft before you can even, you know, dare to call yourself an artist. And the craft of writing is hard and it takes a long time. I've been doing it for more than 50 years and I feel I'm just about beginning now to learn how to do it.
The best thing about being a writer and the worst thing about being a writer?
Well, the best thing about being a writer is getting a sentence right every now and then, hearing that chime. That harmonious chime. The worst thing is the drudgery, all the stuff you have to do in order to find that one little diamond among all the ash.
The central character is sort of wrestling with this play that he's doing, with the loss of his daughter, and also with a first love affair when he was, what, 15?
15, yes. And, yes, he had an affair with his 35-year-old mother of his best friend. Nobody seems to have asked how come he didn't mention this in the previous book, Eclipse, that he was in, where he talked about everything in his past except this affair. I'm glad I haven't had to answer that one. Yes, he's remembering or imagining or inventing this extraordinary affair that he had one summer when he was 15. I think it's well done. I think Mrs. Gray, his beloved is a realistic portrait of a woman.
Well, she's no Mrs. Robinson. I mean, this is Anne Bancroft,
oh, no,
you know.
No, no,
I mean,
she's
kind
she's
of a little pot belly and...
She's a perfectly ordinary woman. She's everybody's mother, really. So maybe the book is sort of incestuous, really. Maybe it's my own mother I'm fantasizing about.
Nobody wants to go down that road. Nobody. What is he getting from it, and then what is she getting from it?
Well, what he's getting from it is a lot of sex and experience. What she's getting from it is escape from the rather painful circumstances of her life.
Which he seems largely oblivious to,
as
I guess 15-year-old
and
men in general are.
He's a 15-year-old boy. I mean, he's completely self-centered. He's a complete solipsist. The only sensibility that exists in the world is his. That's how we all were when we were 15. Remember how cruel we were to our parents?
Oh
God.
Yeah.
That's one of the sins that stays with you into old age. How dreadful you were to your parents when you were 15. So yes, he's a horrible little tyke, as he says himself. But then, what 15-year-old boy isn't a horrible little tyke?
The book is Ancient Light. It's a novel. I've been speaking with the Man Booker Prize winner, John Banville, and Ancient Light, published by Knopf.